Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. What did you say to the first person you met when you walked out of your house today? Was it a neutral hi or hello, or the more personal how are you? Perhaps your greeting reflected the time of day, as in good morning or good evening. Although what we say may depend upon the situation and who it is we are speaking to, most of us appreciate the appearance of equality in our greetings. Many other cultures believe similarly. For example, a common greeting in Arabic is, "Peace be on you." An appropriate response is, "And on you be peace." This indicates balance and equality. But not all cultures share this perspective on equality. Sometimes greetings affirm clear social distinctions. In 1974, Judith Irving studied greetings used by the Wolof, a Muslim society in Senegal. Among the Wolof, a lower status person moves first to greet someone of higher status, as movement and activity in general are behaviors associated with those of lower status. In contrast, the higher status person remains stationary and passive and would never move first to initiate a greeting. A Wolof proverb speaks to this inequality. When two persons greet each other, the proverb says, "One has shame, the other has glory." As Americans, we like the appearance of social equality in our greetings. But perhaps those greetings reflect social status, like the Wolof, more often than we think. When was the last time you greeted a homeless person before they greeted you? And how many people do we choose not to greet at all? The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities. The program is produced by Kathleen Sabo and Paul Ingalls, written by Dr. Robert Leonard, music by Kathleen Sabo.